Welcome to Marcel's Margarita Madness, the podcast for margarita and tequila lovers. Without further ado, here's your host, the madman of margaritas himself, Marcel Brown.
Welcome back to Marcel's Margarita Madness. I am the madman of margaritas, Marcel Brown. If you've been listening to the last couple of episodes, you know that my lady Jenny and I have been doing some tequila tasting videos, and this continues that series. I've taken the audio from those videos, and in this episode, we are going to sample some añejos. So without further ado, let's go to the first one, which will be Camarena Añejo. Welcome back. We are going to try Camarena Añejo. Now, for a long time, I didn't know they made an Añejo, and I think they started at one point, because for years they only had the Blanco and Reposado. But discovered this a few months back, and I'll let you know what we think.
It's so good.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! The initial with no ice is... You can smell the alcohol first.
Doesn't burn, though.
No, it's not. It's not, oh my God, overwhelming.
Yeah. You get a little of agave. It's light. Not a lot on the nose.
It's kind of peppery. With a light, very light sweetness, but it's, it's good.
You get the pepper, kind of a... good alcohol feel to it.
Like how I do the thing there. It's
fun. Definitely get the pepper and a little bit a light agave sweetness to it.
The ice takes away the scent, which is pretty typical.
Takes away most of the scent. You still get a little bit of a agave, little sweetness, almost vanilla.
Ooh. The ice makes it sweeter. It pulls back on the peppery and makes it.
Yeah, you get more. Good. You get more of the agave. The pepper does tone down, and you get more of the agave flavor with it.
It's very sweet. It's pretty darn good.
So here's what I would say for usually somewhere around $25 to $30 a bottle, Camarena Añejo is a very nice sipper. Certainly not the greatest añejo out there. But for low cost, something maybe you want to step up to as you're trying more different kinds of tequilas and añejos and that, it's a nice bottle to have. Yeah. And so, like I said, Camarena is my favorite brand for margaritas, they make a very nice añejo. So
it's very good. Go.
All right. The next añejo on the list is Cazul 100 Añejo. All right, we're going to try Cazul Añejo Reserva. I don't know if there's a difference in the Reserva or if it's just that's what they call all their Añejos. Earlier we tried the Blanco, so let's see what the Añejo is like. Not a lot of aroma out of the bottle.
Interesting. One would think with all that resting and aging, it would have...
One would think.
Smells good. I get a caramel.
It's very, very faint. You can almost... You really got to get in there to get any note on it.
No, you do. I got it fine.
Yeah. Some women have stronger senses of smell, is what I've heard.
Yes, we do.
My. That is like silky smooth.
I don't know if I want to give it back.
Yeah. That one you could drink without ice.
No ice necessary. This one's really good.
But let's try it. Let's try it on ice anyway.
We're going to go get us a bottle of that.
Mm-hmm. Again, not any difference. It was, to me anyway, it's so light you can't really smell it anyway.
Yeah, the ice actually took away the caramel smell.
On ice, it's not that much different.
I like it better because I like it cold. That's good. That's really good.
I would say that where most of the time the ice will make it smoother, this actually now just waters it down a bit. It actually almost detracts, in my opinion, because without the ice, it was so, it literally felt silky smooth on the tongue. And I now wonder, with the water, it just kind of breaks that up, that smoothness a little bit.
I wonder if it would be better just kept in the freezer, but not over ice.
It would be something to try if you like it cold.
I do. Like it cold. So I would put that bottle in the freezer.
Anyway, Cazul Añejo, that's a winner.
Yeah.
And we have two more Añejos in this episode. The next one will be Don Julio Añejo. All right, we're going to try Don Julio Añejo. Now, I'm excited about this because Don Julio is one of my favorites, but I've mostly only had the Blanco.
Mm.
I've never actually tried the Añejo as a sipper, so here we go.
Can't wait.
Small little neck, takes a while to pour. All right. It's got a fairly light color. A little bit dark, a little bit on the amber.
I was gonna say, I think you're comparing it with the table in the background, because when you look in the video against your white shirt, it's...
Potentially.
It's a little bit darker than I think you think. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not as... There's not that initial, like, alcohol hit, which is kind of nice. So you can actually smell stuff.
Almost like a vanilla.
Yeah. Very light vanilla-y. Hint of vanilla scent. Yeah.
It's silky on the tongue. Nice silkiness.
I was gonna say that's almost like a bourbon. It almost doesn't taste like tequila. That's freaking crazy.
Which makes sense because a lot of times, depending on the tequila distillery, they're going to age them in oak barrels. Maybe had bourbon, maybe had wine in it. There's a lot of cross.
I would say this one almost definitely was aged in something with bourbon. Like had you blindfolded me and had me take a sip of that, I would have thought it was a bourbon. Seriously, I would not be like, oh, that's tequila. This one tastes like a bourbon. And I like bourbon.
And I do as well. Got a little more, almost a peppery finish now.
Oh, but that's still... the ice smoothed it out even better. I mean, it was good before. Mm-hmm. I like it even better on ice.
Kind of that vanilla bourbon. You're right, kind of a bourbon.
This is quite possibly my new favorite.
I'll have to look it up to see what Don Julio ages their tequila in. But as I was about to say, there's a lot of cross-pollination, so to speak, between alcohols out there, wine being aged in bourbon barrels, bourbon being aged in wine barrels, tequila being aged in all sorts of stuff, too. So you never know. All right, you can have it. Anyway, Don Julio Añejo, definitely a winner.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite so far.
And the last Añejo for this episode is Los Rijos Añejo. Welcome back to our world-famous, maybe, tequila tastings. Today we're going to try Los Rijos Añejo. And I've never heard of this brand, so I'm excited to try it because you never know what you're going to find out. All right.
We even had a fun little debate about how to pronounce it and guess who was right.
Yeah, I was a little more on Rios than Rijos, but hey, I need to brush up on my Spanish. Sorry, ladies first.
And I've never taken Spanish. Oh, that's interesting. It's, I smell almost no alcohol. But there's very little scent at all. It's,
I don't know why this came to mind, but Las Vegas suddenly came to mind when I smelled that. I honestly have no idea why.
Oh, maybe sandy? Or just dry, or...
I don't know. There's something about...
Smoky, maybe?
There's something about Las Vegas. It's got a unique scent.
I'm going to take a sip.
I can't even quite explain it. It's a weird... I don't know, it just reminds me of a casino. Maybe it is a smokiness kind of...
Not to affect his thinking on the flavor. This is very smooth. I mean, straight out of the bottle, very smooth. There's a little bit of peppery, but it's not overwhelming, I don't think.
Pepper on the finish. It's got a sweetness and a mild, just very, yeah, very smooth, easy to drink. Almost does velvety on your mouth. I don't even think this really needs ice, but let's try it.
I mean, who's to say what the ice will do to open it up?
Exactly. Yeah, let's find out. But I think that one's nice enough to just drink without ice.
That one I would drink without ice, like, no problem. It gets a little more velvety over ice. I don't know how else to describe that, but it feels more, not smooth, velvety specifically.
It just kind of tones down the flavors, makes it even easier to drink. Still got the peppery after finish.
With the ice, I'm almost getting a bourbon like vibe. Not bourbon flavor, but just a vibe. I don't know. It's like, it's that almost kind of sweet without being sweet, because bourbons aren't really sweet, but this is a bourbon sweet. I don't know. It's interesting. Obviously good enough that I can't stop drinking, because that's like my third sip on ice. I would definitely recommend all those three hosts.
I would as well. It's very nice. And I would, like I said, I don't even think necessarily need ice. So, Los Rijos, Añejo. I think that's a winner. And that wraps up this episode of Añejos. So anyway, make sure to keep listening. I'm going to post more videos for sure. But if you're just listening to the podcast, I will compile more of those audios of the videos and post them as podcast episodes in the near future. We've got many videos recorded, so I have lots of audio to convert. But definitely, if you have any particulars you would like me and Jenny to try out, please get in contact and let us know, or comment on the videos, or however you want to get in touch. We love the feedback. So anyway, again, this is Marcel Brown, the Madman of Margaritas, and until next time, salute.
Thank you for listening to Marcel's Margarita Madness. Remember to follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And make sure to check out marcelsmargaritamadness.com for extra details on this episode, as well as more mouth-watering margarita madness.